This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're remaining still in the T-minus 30-second mark. We'll remain here for some period. It will take approximately 35 to 40 minutes to recycle back to T-minus 22 minutes, where we'll resume the count. To explain again, what had happened was we were in what was called the terminal countdown sequencer. At 3 minutes, 7 seconds in the countdown, we go on to an automatic system called a terminal countdown sequencer. This countdown sequencer initiates various actions, the final actions in the count. Each of these must occur on schedule and in sequence. Now, what happened at this particular time was the third stage liquid oxygen tank was not automatically pressurized as it should have been. The launch crew here in the firing room, when they saw this, manually pressurized that system, but it was too late to satisfy the sequencer. The next event in the sequence was the retraction of swing arm number one, swing arm going over to the first stage, and at that time, the sequencer did not see that the tank had been pressurized and sent an automatic cutoff. So we had an automatic cutoff at the 30-second mark. We're standing by at the 30-second mark to go back to T-minus 22 minutes, and we are reevaluating the problem, looking at what caused the sequencer not to automatically pressurize that tank, seeing what that problem is, and seeing if there's a possibility if we go ahead and do this manually early in the sequence, if that will satisfy the sequencer, and we can proceed. Now holding at the T-minus 30-second mark in our countdown, this is Kennedy Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're continuing to stand by here at the T-minus 30-second mark in the countdown. The crew remaining perfectly calm in their spacecraft. They've gone through their safing checks. The various safing checks of the launch vehicle have been completed. We're now going through preparations for recycling to the T-minus 22-minute mark. Standing by at this time at T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 30 seconds and holding in the countdown for Apollo 17. This is Kennedy Launch Control.